This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Cuts made by the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, are going to kneecap the Montana Fair Housing Organization headquartered in Butte, slashing Montana Fair Housing's annual budget by 80%. Montana Fair Housing is a nonprofit organization that intervenes in discriminatory housing practices, settles tenant and landlord disputes, and handles other matters for Montanans with regard to the Federal Fair Housing Act. Montana Fair Housing gets about 180 inquiries a month. A February 27th email from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development said that a grant that provides Montana Fair Housing with $425,000 in funding each year was immediately terminated per executive order requiring DOGE cuts. Montana Fair Housing Executive Director Pam Bean said, "I was quite taken aback to see an email, open it up, and find out everything stops this minute. Oh, it was quite a shock. We were preparing. We had interviews scheduled to hire a couple folks. Cases in the midst," says Bean. The Fair Housing Office has 3 employees and hopes to continue by seeking funds through other grants or donations. DOGE is the effort by President Trump and headed by billionaire Elon Musk to reduce the federal workforce and trim what it sees as wasteful government spending. Montana Fair Housing Director Bean agrees that there's a need to cut back on federal spending, but she says some of DOGE's methods, like cuts to fair housing, are going too far. Bean said, "There's a way to approach scaling back government and addressing abuse without across the board harming millions and millions of people." Applications are open for Montana State University's $100,000 venture competition, hosted annually by the Jake Jabs College of Business and Entrepreneurship and the MSU Blackstone Launchpad. The competition provides entrepreneurs the opportunity to present their business ventures, receive feedback, and compete for startup funding. Those interested in competing must submit an online application by Sunday, March 30th. Semifinalists are notified April 4th and will deliver virtual presentations to the judges the week of April 14th. Finalists will then compete on April 24th in person at 5 p.m. in Inspiration Hall in MSU's Norm Asbjornsen Hall. The event is free and open to the public. The competition is open to all undergraduate and graduate students, faculty, researchers, postdoc researchers, and recent alumni, or 2024 graduates, of MSU, the U of M, and Montana Tech in Butte. The event offers $100,000 in prize money, in addition to connections with experienced entrepreneurs, investors, mentors, and network resources. Participants receive feedback from judges and could capture the attention of investors. Categories for the competition include social impact, deep tech, university-based research, and traditional venture. Participants select the track that best fits their project. All types of ventures are welcome, including new projects, services, nonprofit ventures, and projects with a social impact focus. Last year, finalist ventures included a modular rack system for vehicles, prosthetic adaptations for action sports, and carbon capture technology using algae blooms. Venture award winners from previous competitions are not eligible to compete, and projects that have received venture capital or angel funding are not eligible. But those that have received funding from an MUS institution or the Small Business Innovative Research and Small Business Technology Transfer programs may participate. Applications and competition information are found on montana.edu. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.